You're listening to the Faith Shaping Podcast for February 5th, 2006, sharing faith journeys of authentic Christian living. Alrighty, I'm just going to introduce myself. My name's Tim Nolte. I live in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. I'm a single guy living in a large rural Minnesota community. A little background about myself. I've been a Christian for about the last 15 years. I'm currently 27 right now, so you can kind of do the math there. I've worked in youth ministry, Christian camping, and now I actually work for a church denomination called the Church of Lutheran Brethren. And you can find a lot of the links and so forth in the show notes attached to a lot of things I'll be talking about, those places I've worked and so forth. Little introduction to the podcast. I'm going to start out by just kind of giving you a little background about where things kind of came from and how this thing all started about. Happened, really, things got off, kind of started back in 2004. The Church of Lutheran Brethren denomination began going through some changes or looking at making some changes in the denomination. The Church of Lutheran Brethren is a rather small denomination. Most of you listening, if you're not a part of the Church of Lutheran Brethren, have probably never heard of the denomination. And basically, they brought in an individual called the Church Doctor. And he is somebody that's nationally known, at least, and works with a lot of churches and some denominations to look at what the church and in our case the denomination is doing and how it's meeting the needs of its members and in where it's headed and how it's fitting into the world of today. Today has changed based on the way things were probably about 20-30 years ago. You've probably heard a lot about postmodernism and things like that, and that's where we're living. Along with those changes that kind of started occurring in the denomination I'm currently working for, there have also been some people connected with that denomination that had been kind of gathering once a week to talk about this idea of the emergent church and postmodernism. And there again, you can find in the show notes some links to some discussions online that were taking place having to do with that and are still taking place on those subjects. And those groups of people, or that group actually of people that were meeting discussing the emergent church and postmodernism, kind of began back talking about how to reach this world that we live in, this postmodern world. And something that kind of came out in the summer of 2005 is probably a little before that, and this was in connection with the Church Doctor, and something that I found out about during that summer was something called Life Shapes. And Life Shapes are taken from there's a book called A Passionate Life. There's also one called A Passionate Church. And this material, both those books are written by author Mike Breen. He's also got a co-author, name escapes me at the moment. And he comes out of a church in Sheffield, England. You can go to www.lifeshapes.com and find out more about that if you haven't heard about it already. And basically, some people that were involved with this emergent church postmodern discussion and that are key people in the Church of Lutheran Brethren denomination actually went and found out about this Life Shapes and went to Sheffield, England, visited there, and got kind of a firsthand experience of what's going on there at this church in Sheffield, England, and how they're really ministering and being culturally relevant, if you want to kind of use that term. Just being able to minister and reach people in this postmodern world without also, one key thing here too to remember is that, and this is something I just strongly believe in, that there is absolute truth and there are things that we can adjust to better minister to our culture, but But God has been around for forever, and he's going to be around for a long time to come, obviously. And he doesn't change. Just because our culture changes does not mean that we are just supposed to compromise on everything that the church does and what we believe. There are things that we need to stand our ground on and stay true to our beliefs. Anyways, just kind of a side note there. You'll probably find that that's easy for me to do that. I do have show notes that I'm trying to follow, but I can get off on a tangent really easily. There's plenty of people that can testify to that. Anyways, in about fall of 2005, it was on a trip out east that I first heard about the life shapes, and it kind of caught my interest. It was very interesting, and we had some interesting discussion about a few of the different shapes and what I had listened to on some audio sermons having to do with life shapes. And I kind of went on through that summer of 2005, not necessarily getting a lot more and not knowing about this book, Passionate Life, even. And it wasn't until the fall of that year, just this past year, that I kind of caught wind of this group that was kind of talking about this emergent church stuff, postmodernism. They were looking at going through a passionate life and talking about life shapes and really wanting to have an authentic faith, an authentic Christian life. Not something that is kind of in this box that as Christians today we've kind of created, and we have this time for church, and there's all these parameters around church that we kind of have to fit into, and we're calling, you know, the unchurched to come to us and conform to us. And while there is some conforming that needs to be done, it's not conforming to us. It's conforming to Christ, and it's God that really is the key focus in all this. It's not what the church does. It's not what we do. It's not what we think is right. It's God's truth. It's what God says is right. And that's something that I think it's really easy to kind of get caught up in is what we think is right, and not looking to at the bigger picture and just preaching Christ, sharing the gospel. Well, kind of through this fall and joining one of these groups, there's actually two different study groups going through a passionate life. And the one that I was with, out with that group and the other group, there has been a movement to develop a missional community of faith, as we're calling it. And this is a movement to get out of church as we know it and really be missional to reach the communities that we live in and those that are not just going to come walking in the church door. And we need to be going out just like Christ was doing when he was here on earth. He did not sit in the synagogue and say, "Hey, all come to me. I'm here at the synagogue." He was out. He was in a boat with fishermen, you know, eating with thieves and prostitutes. He was out there, and he got away from that. And part of what's going to be going on in this missional community of faith, and hopefully, you know, eventually we might have some documentation out there. I can even point you to find out about that too, because really, this missional community of faith I see is kind of perhaps something that's going to be a movement across the nation, if not the globe, and it's really just kind of getting back to really authentic Christ following community and being missional in our lives daily. And basically this podcast kind of came to mind. These sessions that we've had, I've grown spiritually just hugely. And I just was looking for a way to share this beyond just this group. And obviously, I mean, I could do that, you know, in the community, try and get out there. Right now, one problem I feel I have is just being in this kind of Christian bubble where I'm at. I work for a church denomination. I'm heavily involved with my church. And other than that, I'm not out there interacting on a daily basis with non-Christians. I mean, yeah, if I stop and get gas or go to the grocery store, you know, I'm there, but I'm kind of doing my thing in, out, and not really out there to be building relationships with people, with people that just, that need to find out about Christ and that aren't interested in having somebody come in and throw Christianity in their face. And that's not what we're about. We're not about throwing Christianity in people's faces. We're about building relationships that God can use to do work in people's hearts. And basically this, just a lot of the stuff that we've talked about in this group, I've wanted to share. And one way I thought about doing that is starting a podcast on this topic, getting people that have been a part of these groups and have been talking about that stuff, getting them in on the podcast to kind of talk about, you know, what's going on in their lives, having to do with, you know, how they're using the life shapes and just wanting to talk about authentic Christian living. And along with that too is I want to kind of have some venue to maybe share about this missional community of faith movement and what's going on there right now. I'm not sure where God's leading me in that. I've been approached a little bit about prayerfully considering being a part of a leadership in some aspect in that. And I'm not sure if that's where God's leading me or not. And maybe even through this podcast and what happens with this, God will reveal that to me in His time, and through prayer and just you know, His direction in my life, and that's my ultimate goal for whatever I'm doing in my life, is to be focusing on Him and following His lead. And along with that too, I'm really hoping to be able to get some listener comments and testimonies, either via email or just comments on the website that I can read and share with people, and hopefully maybe even get on some Skype or Gizmo or, you know, other type of voice chat, voice over IP, you know, recorded conversations to, you know, have them be a guest on the show and talk about how any of this stuff is applying to lives, or even just to bring up questions. Not sure exactly how it's going to work. This is kind of new for me. I've been an avid podcast listener, and it's been just a huge thing that I've just loved listening to. And for some time, I've thought about, you know, how can I do a podcast? What would be a good topic to do a podcast on? There's a lot of podcasts out there, a lot of good, excellent podcasts, and, you know, I'm just looking for a place to maybe fill a void. Not to say that there's a void in Christian podcasting, but this is one subject as far as life shapes and kind of authentic Christian living, this kind of, you know, ministering to postmodern world, missional community of faith type of stuff. I haven't seen a lot of resources out there on, and this is something that's going on in my life, and I just want to share that and see if it's going on out there. And maybe through this podcast, I'll get in contact with, you know, this going on in other places that we don't know about, something that as we're developing this and talking about this in our own lives here in this rural community in Minnesota, that we can get connected up with other people and really make this if not a nationwide, a worldwide movement to reach this world for Christ. And to begin with, I'm hoping to at least get a weekly podcast out. I know that there's many podcasts out there that do daily. And if I can have the time for that, that could maybe happen. I right now, like I said, I'm involved with quite a few things with especially with youth ministry. I got a great group of guys that I work with and a great youth group that I work with and do a lot of leading there. And that's something that's just very important to me. And this is something that's kind of, this is also important to me. And I'm hoping this will be something to reach people too. But, right now, I'm looking at doing a weekly podcast, and maybe eventually it'll be like a bi-weekly, but we'll see how it goes, see what kind of response we get back from people and what kind of involvement with the people that I interact with here in my community, and see what happens. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this little introduction to the Faith Shaping Podcast. I urge you to check out A Passionate Life or A Passionate Church. I actually have not read A Passionate Church yet, but I have heard that it takes a little bit different angle on the life shapes and applying those in a church type setting, in a community type setting. And so I would actually encourage you to read both. I'm looking forward to read A Passionate Church here as soon as I can as well. And that would be, you know, another great book and some interesting thoughts to bring to the podcast as well. Keep watching the website for more news to see what's coming up next. On the website, I've created a Frapper map. So if you are a listener, I'd love to know where all my listeners are. So add yourself to the Frapper map. You can get to that link from the website. And please give me your feedback. You can check that out through the website. Either leave a comment on a post or drop me an email. There's a contact form. I'm hoping to get up Skype and or Gizmo voicemail capabilities at some point. If nothing else, you'll at least be able to grab me just via Skype and get in contact with me, and you can leave me comments that way. Once again, I want to thank you for your time and listening. God bless.